Thank you, Christy. A fascinating history of Shibden Hall revealed. David Glover gave a talk to the Hebden Bridge Local History Society on the much-loved and much-visited landmark of Shibden Hall. Shibden Hall was built by clothier William Oates. It was a timber-built house with a slightly different configuration than the current building. The front was set back, and inside there would have been galleries around the large central open area of the house body. Over the years, different owners made changes according to a sense of status or fashion. The Oates family were related to some prominent Halifax families, the Waterhouses and the Savills. During the period of Saville ownership in the early 16th century, some significant changes were made to the building, notably encasing the house body front with stone and internally dividing it in two. After 1522, ownership passed to Robert Waterhouse. Robert Waterhouse Jr. made more alterations, including decorative features such as stained glass and decorated timbers. A later Waterhouse, Edward, was knighted, but fell into serious debt and remortgaged to such an extent that he eventually lost ownership of the hall. Oh dear. By 1615, the house was owned by the Lister family. The Lister family seemed prone to remaining unmarried or at least childless, and the property passed between brothers until the assumed heir, Jeremy Lister, father of the hall's best-known owner, Anne Lister, was deemed to be incapable of managing the estate and bypassed in favour of his daughter. When Anne inherited in 1826, she employed John Harper of York as her architect, and drawings exist of a much larger, enlarged house with a fanciful tower to claim its place in the landscape. The last Listers remained at Shibden until 1933, with Dr. John Lister making changes and improvements to the hall and gardens. The last Lister at Shibden was John Jr. It was he who found the unlisted diaries. It was not until later that the remarkable content of the diaries became accessible to the public. Unfortunately, he followed in the tradition of falling into debt, and in the 1920s, Henry Charles McCrae bought the house and land, enabling John Lister to continue living there till his death, on condition that the park itself be open to the public. It was officially opened in 1926 by Edward, Prince of Wales. I didn't know that. Well, a folk museum was established at Shibden Hall in 1953, displaying many historical artefacts. The hall and grounds have been much improved in recent years through lottery heritage grants, and with the publicity generated by Sally Wainwright's dramatisation of the life of Anne Lister, its fame has never been greater.